Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The First Mystery. In these 9 days between the Ascension and Pentecost, we're learning how to be more docile to the Holy Spirit. Both St. Louis de Montfort and St. Maximilian Kolbe saw something astonishing. The Holy Spirit chooses to act in souls through Mary. According to Kolbe, the Spirit is the uncreated Immaculate Conception, and Mary is the created Immaculate Conception. She is the perfect human expression of the Spirit's mission to form Christ in us. So, the first step then in following the Spirit is to belong entirely to Mary. When we consecrate ourselves to her, we place ourselves directly under the inspiration and direction of the Holy Spirit. Mary's presence is the atmosphere of the Spirit, and her yes opens space in us for the Spirit to act. So each day, we renew our consecration to Mary in order to remain totally open to the action of the Spirit. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. Jesus said, "Ask, and it will be given to you." And he promised that the Father would give the Holy Spirit to those who ask. So why do we so often forget to ask? We move through our day making decisions without pausing, without turning to the Spirit who has been given to guide us. But if we want to be led, we must ask to be led. The habit of docility begins with the habit of asking. Holy Spirit, inspire me. Help me to see what you want in this moment. But how do we have a relationship with someone who is invisible? It's hard to befriend fire or wind or a dove. That's why, as Pope John Paul II said, Jesus wanted to give a face to the Spirit, his own mother's face. Mary makes the Spirit accessible. She is the perfect human expression of his action. And to grow in friendship with the Spirit is to grow in friendship with Mary. So ask her, "Mama, what should I do?" And in that simple question, the Spirit begins to guide us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. If we want to be led by the Spirit, we must develop a strong and constant resolve to obey God in everything, big or small, without exception. And the more God sees us in this state of readiness, the more he entrusts us with his inspirations. Now, this doesn't mean we must obey perfectly. That's impossible on our own. But it does mean we are determined never to neglect a single desire God may express to us, no matter how small. Our weakness is not an obstacle if our will is surrendered to God. And Mary, she shows us how to live this way. At the Annunciation, she said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word." That yes was not a one-time event. It was the way she lived her whole life. We echo her resolve every time we pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." Recognizing, yes, that we are weak, but that's why the Father and the Son give us the Spirit, and the Spirit works through Mary. So don't try to say your yes alone. Ask Mary to say it in you and for you. Come, Holy Spirit, come through Mary and renew your yes in me. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth mystery. Imagine a child who asks their mother, "What should I do today?" And she gently replies, "Have you done what I asked yesterday? Have you cleaned your room, fed the dog, finished your homework?" Before she gives new instructions, she invites the child to finish what has already been given. God is the same with us. We often long for fresh inspirations, something dramatic or extraordinary, while we ignore the boring or difficult duties already entrusted to us. Are we praying daily? Are we procrastinating some difficult task? Are we loving the people we live with? Are we carrying the crosses with trust? Mary shows us how to be faithful. Before the angel ever appeared to her, she was already living a hidden life of prayer and faithfulness to her duties. After the angel departed, she didn't chase after new revelations. She simply did what she already knew God would want. She went to help Elizabeth. She loved Joseph and took care of Jesus. To receive more light, we must walk in the light we already have. Jesus said, "To everyone who has, more will be given." But maybe the Lord is not asking something new, something more from us, only what he already asked. We don't need to take on more when we already have much. So we ask Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, to help us discern well what God wants and what he's not asking of us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. It's natural for our first instinct to be to ask, Lord, what should I do? But maybe there's another way. Maybe God is not asking us to solve everything. What if God wants us to experience our powerlessness so that He can save us from the worst evil, our pride, that makes us think we don't need God? Facing our powerlessness, facing things we cannot change or fix or solve, or people we can't convert, it reminds us we're not God and that we need God. Facing these things, it's the opportunity for humility and trust. Lord, I can't fix this, so I give it to You. You do it for me. Then God inspires us to do what He did. When He was about to do the hardest and biggest thing ever, save the world and recreate it after we had broken it, what did God do? He entrusted the whole thing to Mary by placing His Son, the Redeemer, in her womb and in her care. We are invited to follow the Father in this, to learn the way of humility and trust by consecrating, giving everything entirely to Mary, especially anything you can't solve. But once you've done that, don't take it back out of her hands and into yours by worry. Consecrate it to her. Leave it in her hands and watch what she does. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Your name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly hosts, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, my favorite saint is Saint Maximilian Kolbe.
So that tells us which kid ended up being your favorite child. surely the one you named after Kolbe. You know, I do think Xavier got a lot of good after or from being named Xavier Kolbe.
I totally agree. But right now I'm having so much fun because I didn't plan this because I didn't know this wonderful little biography on Kolbe was going to show up because it was a gift for you and I've stolen it and I'm reading
one,
it.
One day I'll get it.
And at the same time, I'm editing Father Gregor Bartasek's book on the Holy Spirit and Mary from the perspective of Kolbe. It's this massive, it's about 600 page work. So these two things have me steeped in the thought and spirituality of Kolbe. And I always remember, I've shared this with you before, but in 1992, a friend of mine, who's now Father James Sanchez, a great priest.
Yes, I remember him from when I was very, very little, because he was just my favorite person on earth when I was like five.
Yeah, he's great. Great priest in the Albuquerque diocese, archdiocese. And he gave me this little book of sayings by Maximilian Kolbe called Aim Higher.
Mm-hmm.
And I read it in 1992, and I really thought it was some type of cult, some different religion. Because Kolbe was so absolutely convinced that the Holy Spirit does everything through Mary. So all you have to do is just belong totally to Mary. And then you experience all the power of the Holy Spirit. And after all these years, and especially now going back through these works, Kolbe's logic is absolutely perfect. And it's it gives me so much confidence just to be the little child of Mary.
You know, it makes sense that you were so shocked by his ideas, because Maximilian Kolbe was such a ruthless pioneer, where he really had no fear around how shocked and upset everyone else would be by the huge moves he was making.
Yeah.
And people were constantly forced to just get out of his way, because he was just so pure of heart that there was no reason to doubt. When you're that guided by the Spirit, when you're just so humble and childlike that you just have that bold... I mean, what he was doing across the board was wild, but it all had the right intention, the right heart.
Do it for his mama.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he it is amazing. The Franciscans in Krakow really didn't know what to do with him. So they kind of exiled him out in the middle of nowhere. And he builds, in a few years, the largest monastery in the world, meaning has the most members, the largest in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, well, I need to go do this in Japan. And the superior of the Franciscans asked him, well, do you know anybody in Japan? No. Do you know Japanese? No. Do you have any money? No. But Our Lady wants it. And the head of the Franciscans also had enough trust in Our Lady to say, yeah, you're right. She does want it. Go ahead.
Yeah.
But Kolbe also, he really suffered in Japan.
Mm-hmm. Because, well, he had tuberculosis from a pretty young age, didn't he?
Well, he had, not only was he operating on 20% of his lung capacity and with raging tuberculosis, but also it was at a time in Japan, the time leading up to World War II, where they were systematically brainwashing every citizen that the emperor was divine and that all the citizens were children of the emperor and that the only religion allowable was the worship of the emperor. And Colby goes to establish Catholicism in the midst of that.
Especially when there's that much of a political intention, that is incredibly hard to fight.
Yeah.
Because your biggest enemy is the country that you're in.
Yeah. Literally, they had a whole system in through their whole education system to indoctrinate the people in this. And that's what he was up against. So it's really amazing how Providence worked, because it was the hardship in Japan that perfectly prepared him to be able to lay down his life for another man in Auschwitz.
Mm-hmm.
Because his life in Japan wasn't that much more difficult than his time in Auschwitz. The brothers were so poor that they had almost no food to eat. They had to build their monastery with their own hands, rudimentary instruments. Their labors and their difficulties. I mean, it gets cold in Nagasaki. It snows. And they'd wake up covered with snow. I mean, their life was hard.
It's hard to compare our circumstances to Colby and imagine how our circumstances could make us saints. But I think the thing that we need to fight against and harden ourselves against is the mundane nature of, oh, life is so easy.
Okay.
It's really easy to escape all difficulty, you know?
You've really touched on it.
Because when I think about Poland right now, and when I think about,
yep,
oh, how could a saint rise up out of where it's currently at? Because Poland has faced so much adversity in the past. It's actually the ability to look at where you're at and see the greatness of our times and the importance of our times and the importance of individuals. It's almost, in times of real strife and conflict, it's easier to see the importance of life and the beauty in the individual when you're fighting for something. But we need to learn how to look for and fully grasp the meaning without that kind of conflict and suffering.
Yeah. Yeah, we can put it this way. When you have everything you need, why do you need God?
And really, it means asking, do you have everything that you need?
Everything except the one thing necessary. I'll say, no, everything except the two things necessary. Relationship with God and deep friendships with other people. That's what our culture is missing. And that's why our mission is very simple. To lead people to that deep friendship with Jesus through daily meditation in the rosary. But secondly, to help people develop that deep friendship with the people they live with. And it's not hard, but yet it is hard.
I think the reason that depression is so common right now is because numbness is so common right now. And that's the hardest thing to snap out of. Find friends, find faith, find something to fight for.
I really, because Colby was fierce.
He was fierce.
Not in a unloving way. He was fierce in his conviction.
Passionate. Convicted.
He was passionate, convicted, fierce to help the people in his life get to heaven.
And you can see it when you look in his eyes.
This is what men in the world need. Men in the world need this fierce conviction to take responsibility, to lead the people in their lives, to help the people in their lives grow closer to God.
And you know what women in this world need? Men with conviction.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we'd all like to see that.
I know so many men who they think their sole responsibility is to provide materially for their family.
Mm.
It's not true. They need to be fiercely convicted that they've got to help their family grow spiritually. One of my favorite people is a guy who has 9 kids, and every night at 8 o'clock, the whole family prays the whole Rosary podcast together. So they try to come together as a family, but if maybe some of the kids are too tired or some things are going on, he set up speakers in every room in the house.
That's really good. You can run, but you can't hide.
Yeah, because he's fiercely convicted. It's his job. We need men with a fierce conviction that their responsibility is to help their loved ones to God. That's what Colby had.
And that's how he gathered so many young men together.
This is a great point. How in the world, in a few short years, does Colby gather 700 young men around him? Imagine if a bishop in just a few short years got 700 young men into the seminary. How did Colby do it? Two ingredients. He was fiercely committed to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And secondly, he was fiercely committed to lead people to Jesus, to lead his loved ones to Jesus. And that's what the young men saw, mm-hmm. and they wanted.
Exactly.
They said, I want what he has.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the way we need to be.
He didn't know it yet, but that's what the world needed most at that moment.
It's what the world needs at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, St. Maximilian Kolbe, pray for us. And let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the Rosary. Share this with others.